Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Lord It's Listeners podcast. Today, on this Tuesday, I thought I would introduce you all to the latest member of our team, Laura. Laura is our latest trainee. So, good afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon, Alex.
So, Laura is currently in our property department. So, I thought I would just have a quick chat with Laura about how she came into the law and also how a typical day is for her. Basically, the life of a trainee. So, Laura, first things first, how did you get into the law?
I would say, to be honest with me, there's actually no straight answer for how I kind of got into it. But I've always considered it quite like a challenging area and like a topic. So I've always just been fascinated to know more about, you know, different areas of law. So I've always been drawn to it in a sense. But interestingly, it was actually when my parents were buying their first house that I realised that you need, you know, a conveyancer and all of those necessary legal procedures in order to do the sale. That's kind of partially the reason, and also because I wasn't good at any creative subjects at school, so it was kind of definitely more of the structured areas that I was drawn to, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the same for me. Creativeness is just not for me.
Neither.
It's all about kind of the written word, spoken word, and yeah, so as I said, you are our newest trainee.
Yes.
How are you finding trainee life at the moment?
I would say that it's definitely something that requires adjustment, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's quite a big step up from, you know, at university you would probably consider yourself busy, but you're realistically only in uni. This is law school, I mean. You're in like three days a week at most, and the rest is, yes, you're very busy with work, but you've still got your own time. But whereas when you actually start the training contract, obviously you're working pretty much full time, and to balance that alongside more university, which is the legal practice course, is has been definitely quite a challenge, but also very, very rewarding so far for me, I'd say.
Yeah, I think for me it was my first full-time job,
mm-hmm.
obviously from uni, so that in itself is an adjustment to working full-time, 5 days a week, 8:30 to 5:30.
Yeah.
But yes, then to couple that with the whole learning of the process, learning the firm, learning all the procedures, and obviously property is a new area to you. It's not something that you did particularly in your degree. It's more what you'll do in your legal practice course. So the learning all the processes and that sort of thing is yeah, it's a lot to take in, but I always think as a trainee you're a sponge, you soak it all up. So would you say that there is a particular area of what you do that you're enjoying the most, or is it just kind of a case of you're just soaking in all the information at the moment?
Do you mean in the property department?
I do mean in the property department.
Yes. I think just, I like the idea that it's actually very structured with that area of law.
Mm.
So it's definitely nice to kind of have a certain procedure in place, whether it's, you know, obviously it varies from matter to matter, whether it's, you know, a lease or a purchase or a sale. So it definitely has been, I wouldn't say there's a favourite part per se, but it's just the whole experience of actually learning and, like you said, absorbing the information and the procedure of how everything is done like a sponge. It's just, I think that's been the most exciting part for me is, even when you learn, you know, for example, if my supervisor shows me how to do something which I don't know how to do, and then say a week later he says, do this on your own, and then if I know how to do it, then that feels quite rewarding and quite, so that's quite a nice feeling, and that's probably my favourite part about it, actually. Yeah,
property is good. It's like you say, it has processes, and it's sort of step by step, so it's a good one to kind of start with,
mm-hmm.
to kind of get yourself into the swing of just the generally like sending emails out, taking phone calls, doing letters. So it's definitely a good one. Obviously, there are other areas that you will be covering as part of your training contract.
Yes.
Is there any specific areas that you're most interested in or looking forward to?
It will definitely be the intellectual property side of things. So yes, I've experienced a few, you know, kind of carrying out some exercises in that during my work experience days, but haven't actually properly worked in an intellectual property area. So I'm quite looking forward to that because it is, I'd say, every day is different with intellectual property, and there's always, you know, interesting trademarks that you're looking at, or you're opposing another trademark, or just all different types of IP, I would say, is definitely interest of mine.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a lot different from property in terms of, like you say, every day is different.
Definitely.
You think you might spend all day doing one thing and actually get pulled to something else. So, yeah, the variety of what you will do during your training contract should hopefully help you in all different areas and all different paces in terms of departments and the litigation world of that department. So,
yes.
Thank you so much for your time today. It was a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
I'm sure our listeners will be hearing from Laura again soon on different areas. So, thank you for listening, and please do tune in on the next podcast. Thank you.